this afternoon. The Lord gave me some words that I'm going to share with you. He said tonight, it's not what you know that I want to give to the saints. It's what I know. So rest with me and let me fill you to overflow with me and trust me. Son, trust me. You know, there's always a first, and there's always a breakthrough available to all of us if we'll simply just let go. Let go. And sometimes we want to hold on, and we want to control, and we want to get better, and we want to do this, and we want to do that, and we want to do it right. After all, we're Christians. How many know Christians make mistakes? Thank you. There is one truth about Christians. They're forgiven. That's a reality. But you see, that forgiveness is daily. It's not a one-shot deal. And I said, Lord, how are you going to work this out tonight? And as I was just resting in the Spirit before he told me to pray over the bread and wine, I heard these words, my friend. And these words are for you. And these words that I believe may help to set you free. I don't believe God is going to do an overwhelming miracle where you're perfect tomorrow night. I believe it's going to be procedural because God has allowed you a lot of hurt. But it's really to bring counsel down the road through you to many saints that haven't got a clue who God is. Alan, I believe that the Lord has reminded me of some of the things he showed me. And one of them was that doctors have opinions, and you need to respect those opinions. But that is not what God said about you. I believe that God is going to show you what inner vows can do, and how when we make promises to ourselves, they're related to Matthew 18:18. Whatever you bind on earth are bound in heaven. Inner vows were a part of my past from wounds and hurts and tragedies. I believe you're related to some of that. I'm not sure of what happened to you. I don't know anything about you. But I sense that you've made promises that you're all done getting hurt. And the Lord said that's not true. Because he said, if you will allow me to use your wounds to heal others, while you're praying for them, he'll be healing you. So the focus is going to come off of you, and it's going to go on the saints that are hurting more than you. And they haven't got a clue that you're praying for them. And God says it's not going to be any of their business. It's between him and you. You have been chosen by God to do a mighty work that only you, because of the suffering that you've been in, would understand. So your heart has been formed in the fire of affliction. And it's not wasted time. It has not been wasted time, and it will not be wasted any longer. So God's Holy Spirit is upon you, and I know that there is a truth flowing from my heart to yours. Because it is the Lord that's saying to you, be at peace, my son. Be at peace. I know all the hurts, and I know all the pain, and I know how to set you free. So while you're praying for them, I'll be dealing with you, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. For the rest of you, inner vows and how they work are made from moments of frustration where we are so deeply affected by someone else's actions and reactions, and sometimes our own. And when we react, we close the door to our hearts. And in one of those songs, he was saying, take a chance again. Open your heart. I want to heal. And remember, if you made a vow to shut yourself down, whatever you bind on earth, it's not somebody else is binding it, it's you. We'll be bound in the heavens. Matthew 18:18. Whatever you loose on earth, meaning release, will be released in the heavenlies. And then a healing will begin. Because your heart will be free. So I'm reminding you that James chapter 3 says the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your tongue has an ability to break inner vows. Because it was with your tongue that you made them. I remember the Holy Spirit saying to me one day, you had a frustrating situation in a school atmosphere. And you promised yourself that no one was going to take advantage of you again. You say, even as a child that can bind my future? Yes, you can. Even as a child, you can make a promise to yourself never to let anyone else hurt you again. You say, well, how can this be? Because whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in the heavens. So it's up to you. It's up to you. You say, well, my God, I've never been free. God knows where you started. God knows where you failed. God knows how that He allowed a test to come and you didn't pass it as a child. Maybe because of lack of knowledge. Scripture says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. Why do we perish? Why do we fall short? Why do we die ahead of our schedule? Because of circumstances and things we know nothing about. And God is saying to all of us tonight, I want to set you free. I want your heart to be open. I want you to let go of that which so troubles you and begin to see how others around you are hurting more than you. And as you focus on them and pray for them, you and I will be healed. Because the Father knows the heart of compassion that's needed. So I'm going to take my eyes off of me. And you guys are going to take your eyes off of you if you choose. How many are with me? Keep that hand up. Close your eyes. Say, Father, tonight, whatever vows I've made, whatever promises I made, no matter how far back it goes, your Holy Ghost can bring me wisdom and bring it back to my heart. And if somebody wounded me, I have an opportunity tonight to open my heart and set them free. And if I promised myself not to be wounded again, today I break that vow and I give Jesus full access to my heart. I give the Holy Ghost full permission to counsel me, to comfort me, and to resurrect me from a broken condition to a useful condition. For glory will flow out of my lips to those that are more wounded in me. And Lord, as you are using me, I know your word is truth. You'll be healing me while I'm focused on them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God the Most High. Those vows are broken today. Because it was with words that they were created.